It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's a hump day up in the hizzy. And damn it, we busy, man. We got all kinds of stuff to get to. We got the NBA playoffs we got to talk about, and they're absolutely wild. Nothing like watching the West Conference basketball games. Just feel like they're playing a different game than over in the East. We're going to talk a lot of NBA today. We're going to talk about our bets, who we like, and we get to talk about the two-minute report that dropped. Two-minute report is always fun stuff. I love, I can't imagine the sting for Pacers fans and then having to look at the two-minute report and then the anger with Pacers fans saying that Miles Turner actually did commit an illegal screen when there was 140 illegal screens committed and two were called. Man, that's the end of the game. One-point game. You don't do that. We're going to talk NBA. And did you know the WNBA? Holy moly. All them ladies in the WNBA, you can go out there and you can try to beat her brains in on the court, but you need to be loving on her right now. And I'm talking about Caitlin Clark. Ever since Caitlin Clark went to the podium, was kind of like dissing the WNBA for taking normal people flights, like getting their luggage, doing all the things that we do, normal people, at the airport. So now the WNBA has committed $50 million over the next two seasons to actually give them some charter flights. Yo, Caitlin, doing some business. And then, of course, we got to talk about baseball. My good buddy Bryant Dacus is a Cardinals fan, which is one thing in itself. Like, you feel bad for the young fella.
John, yesterday just made it like 10 times worse. I mean, Contreras going down, literally the only guy that knows how to hit a ball in the Cardinals lineup.
He goes down,
and it's not like he's down for like a couple days. He's out
6 weeks at least.
6 to 8 weeks. I mean, give me a break. This is awful.
And why is he out? Because Ollie Marmol, and I can't just blame him. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but did you know catcher interference is up all across baseball?
I know his brother's gotten hit with it a couple times this year.
Yes, he has. In fact, a few people have been hit with it. I have the numbers, and I can get to those in a minute. But the first thing I want to mention about these the catcher interference stuff and that whole like situation, framing pitches is extremely important. I 100% agree. I get it. I understand it. But you can't catch the ball up near his crotch and reaching out over home plate. Now, is J.D. Martinez in the very back of the box? Absolutely he is. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of pro hitters, especially early on in the game, go and dig out that back line because it's just chalk. You kind of get back as far as you can. Some hitters do this. J.D. Martinez is notoriously for doing this. You're a catcher, and I know you want to get that low strike. You want to be able to frame that low strike. Get it for your pitcher, your very average pitching staff. But when it comes to the risk of your best hitter, not the brightest thing. Really not the brightest thing. And right now, there's a lot of teams that are doing this. In fact, Ollie Marmol talked about yesterday after the game. We talked about it extensively in the offseason. You know, scooting up in the, you know, having our catchers closer, getting that low strike, getting everything we can, squeezing every little ounce out of every little pitch. Well, that's the same thing, J.D. Martinez. There's a lot of Cardinals fans. My good buddy Gabe Kuhn was really upset yesterday, and I was laughing at him. He's going, you know, it's not good that he's, you know, yes, of course he was too close. Well, duh, he broke his forearm and wrist. Not on the backswing either, people, on the swing. And by the way, he called him flush. But a lot of Cardinals fans are saying, they need to stop letting – look where he was. He wasn't in the box. Bro, you don't – a catcher does – he looks up at where the batter's at, and he positions himself. And when you can constantly are scooting up and trying to grab that low strike, it can be dangerous for your catcher. In fact, they're having a catcher interference call almost every single 32 games, which is up drastically from one every 60 games. There's been 33 catcher interference calls in 1,058 games. There were 90 all of last year. So that's gone up from now one every 32 games down in compared to like basically the average over the last few seasons, one every 60 games. And again, Ollie Marmol is not the only one. They talk about the risk. He said that they talked about the risk in the offseason. But I don't really think they understood that risk. Because squeezing everything you got out of this rotation is probably not the best, especially when the only person, like you said, like Dacus said, that can hit for the Cardinals is Contreras. And why the hell are you changing the way? This is a three-time All-Star. This is a World Series champion. Why are you coming in after this dude's been performing extremely well at the catcher's position and changing him to get a little bit more, and now you've lost him for 6 to 8 weeks? And it doesn't really matter because your season's already over. Cardinals are terrible. But I want to know what y'all think. Are you upset that J.D. Martinez was so back in the box that he wasn't even in the box? He was probably – they dug out the line, but he was probably a good 2 inches behind. But, man, where he got hit, 2 inches wasn't going to help. Contreras was too damn close. Have you looked at the side-by-side where the ball is being caught? You can go to your ex and look at it all day long. I mean, I got it right here. If you can see me and you're watching on the Twitter or the YouTube, I mean, it's ridiculous. He is up almost like the catcher's mitt. It looks like it's touching his butt. It does. It looks like he's catching his butt, like he's about to poop in his mitt. It's exactly what it looks like.
Nice picture, Peyton, for the listening audience.
But it does look like that, doesn't it?
It does.
I think it's a very good picture. And then you see the bat. And it is ripping. You can see it's about to just destroy his left arm, and it does. So bad stuff for there. And by the way, also bad stuff for me. Did you? Not bad stuff. I had a great day yesterday. I shouldn't be. This is where I don't want to sound like a whiner. I mean, I had just a smidge under a little 2 grand day yesterday.
How about that?
How'd y'all do out there? If you listened to me, you would have won every game. How many games did I lose yesterday? That would be zero.
Zero.
That would be zero. We did a parlay yesterday. What did we tell? What did we do? We gave them a great parlay, did we not?
We sure did.
Braves?
Uh-huh.
Easy. Phillies, -1.5. Well, they beat the brakes out of the Blue Jays, 10-1. I told you. And then I don't even remember the other games. They were the basketball games.
So the parlay did not include Philadelphia. It was
no. At the very end of the show, remember?
Right.
The day.
Yeah, but you didn't put it in the parlay. We had a parlay.
Oh, and then no,
you had
I put it in the parlay.
I know, but you said the parlay was the Braves, and then you said Philadelphia -1.5.
If I give you a parlay and then I give you a bet of the day at the end of the day, add that joint.
I see.
Like I did.
The parlay was the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Celtics. Those three money lines.
And the Phillies. -1.5.
My parlay did not have the Phillies.
And then I also pounded.
I had to talk to ESPN Bet customer service.
Because you're doing so good?
Well, I placed a bet on Saturday that they did not. It won, but they hadn't, like.
Given you your money?
He just said it was still open, and the game ended Saturday. And so I had to. It was indoor football. So I had to shoot him a text and say, hey, what's up with this?
Indoor football? For real? You can bet on indoor football?
John, I think there's money to be made in indoor football.
Bro, I love – hey, man, look, I found a little niche with the unders in Japanese basketball last year.
This might be another thing like that.
All right, man. I love gambling. We're going to be talking about a lot of gambling. We did very good yesterday, but I did want to say what I was kind of saying, I don't want to sound like complaining or whiny. So on the MGM, they do $50,000 in free bets that they distribute through a bunch of different people. Like if you pick a home run hitter Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and that person hits a grand slam, you get a share of $50,000 in bonus bets. $50,000 in bonus bets. And guess who kind of lost his mind yesterday? Because I was excited.
Okay.
I had the $10 on over a half a home run for Bryce Harper.
Okay.
And I had a momentary lapse of, like, I, for some reason, for a good 10 minutes, thought I just won myself a share of $50,000 in free bets. It only works on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. That's what only counts. But I was freaking out, going absolutely crazy, going, oh, my God, how many people do you think pick Bryce Harper? How much money do you think I'm going to get in free bets? Damn, that would have been so sweet.
That would have been sweet.
That would have been when that would have been awesome. But again, Bryce Harper, he is a bad man. And the Phillies, they've done it again. What did I tell you yesterday? Phillies were just too hot to not ride.
They're rolling.
Like, you don't jump off a horse right now. Not like that. This horse has been paying you and paying you and paying you and paying you. In fact, the Phillies are 18-3 since tax day.
Have they lost at home since we talked about them? Because now that record would be like 10 or 11.
Nope. They have not. They have not. It's got to be up there. I mean, it's doubles. Yeah. Them double digits. But, man, the Phillies look really, really good.
You go back to the well today in about an hour, less than an hour, 12 o'clock, Blue Jays and Phillies?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know, man. How do you jump off a horse that's so damn hot?
Minus 170, so you'd have to either parlay it.
Man, Nola's on the bump. Nola's on the bump.
Against Bassett. Bassett hasn't been good this
Chris
year.
Chris has been terrible.
Yeah.
He's been terrible. And this Blue Jays lineup is not hitting.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, this is a team that's four games under 500 right now. They're getting lapped. I mean, right now, the Blue Jays are in the basement of the American League East. You know that?
Wow.
They're in last place.
Hot division, though.
Dude, the Orioles and the Yankees are both just red hot.
Speaking of the Orioles, Jackson Holliday in town this week playing the Redbirds with the AAA affiliate of the Orioles.
He's in town this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord.
And he's been terrible since he's been sent back down to AAA. Have you seen his numbers?
No, I haven't looked at his numbers.
He's batting like 150.
He's got something going on in his head, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, he's playing so well. He gets sent up to the majors. He realizes that this is a completely different game. He struggles. And so I'm sure that like took a big hit to his confidence. And now he's back down, and he's seems to be still struggling. I thought I saved it, but maybe I didn't on what his actual stats were. I don't see it.
Well, he'll get things back going, I'm pretty sure. The dude's just too damn talented. I mean, we've seen it many a times. Struggle at first, and then next thing you know, they're back up taking care of business. Speaking of struggling, Braves fans, do you remember when Marcell Ozuna, everybody and their grandmother wanted him kicked off the team last year?
Ozuna for the Braves.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he also, not only because he couldn't hit to save his life last year, but also because, remember, he got arrested for beating up on his wife and things of that nature. And everybody was talking how terrible of a human being is and all this stuff. Now that Ozuna leads the Braves in every major offensive category, home runs, RBIs, cuss words. And by the way, he's so funny. Like, Ozuna's a nutbag, by the way, if you haven't really paid attention. Did you see the other, like, the one of the clips that was going around from the weekend where he was sitting there talking to, like, there was a couple old ladies who looked like they came to the ball game at church, straight from church or something. They're all dressed up, and he was talking to his buddy right there. And their conversation, they were just cussing up a storm, just talking crazy. It was funny, man. I like him. But, man, now that he basically – like, this team right now, think about it. They're 21-12. Without Ozuna, where are they?
I want to know where this Ozuna came from. I mean, I was looking at his numbers. He had a good season last year.
He started off, remember, though, the first 3 months of the season, they booed him every time he came to
the
plate.
That's right. And that was right after the two previous seasons where he wasn't very good either. He really struggled those two seasons. Rough start, picked it back up towards the end of last season. But now this year, he's coming out hot as a firecracker.
Hot as can be. I mean, dude's just scorching. Where would they be without him? And by the way, where would they be without Ozzie Albies? He's playing great. And you know who else? Jared Kelnick.
Yeah, I'm telling you, John.
Bro, that dude is getting more singles than me when I was in my 20s to 30s. Single ladies, that is. But he's getting base hits.
I'm sure he picks up a lot of single ladies, too.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. I mean, he's a pro baseball player, man. Pro baseball player. But yeah, it's absolutely wild when you think about what the Braves, where they would be. And if Matt Olson ever decides to play baseball again, that would be nice for him again. He just got his feelings hurt when he had to go out to La La Land, and everybody knows Freddie Freeman's that much better, and then Braves miss him and all that good stuff. But the Braves' issue is if they don't figure out what they're going to do with their pitching staff, because they have no chance in the postseason. They don't have Spencer Strider. Bryce Elder is terrible. So they need to start, you know, Alex, you need to start making some dead gum moves, my man. But, dude, we just talked 20 minutes of baseball. Holy cow. Well, you're very welcome. I hope my baseball friends like that. And, again, don't blame J.D. Martinez. Blame Ollie Marmol for making Contreras scoot up to get squeeze every little bitty inch and strike out of that very average pitching staff. Cardinals fell yesterday, by the way, to the Mets. To add insult to injury, 7-5. We have a lot of day baseball today that we're going to be betting on. It is a hump day. We only have one NBA playoff game tonight, by the way.
Yeah, Knicks and Pacers. Right now, Knicks a 4.5-point favorite.
I don't know. I'm starting to lean Pacers already. Go back and look at that bad boy. I mean, without those terrible calls down the stretch, do the Knicks hold on and win? With all the players. I mean, Halliburton was terrible in that game. He was terrible. It was embarrassing. But you look at the Knicks.
He made winning plays down the stretch.
Halliburton?
Yes.
Was he not terrible for most of it?
I mean, Halliburton does a really good job of finding ways to influence the game while not doing things that appear in the stat sheet.
I will give you that.
I'll just say that.
He also doesn't play defense, though. That
he
team,
did late in the game. He came up with like two or three steals late in the game.
That team as a whole doesn't play any defense.
But also, the Knicks were just like turning the ball over every single time they went down the court.
Well, not in clutch time, because that's one of the best clutch teams that I've seen.
Well, in that game, they were.
They have the in clutch minutes in the postseason. They are number one, the most efficient basketball
that's what I'm
team
saying,
in clutch.
But that's what was weird about that first game, is they were just like uncharacteristically turning the ball over in the last like 3-4 minutes of the game. Now, in that last 30 seconds to a minute, they were great. But, you know, before that, I mean, Brunson had that one play where he like, tried to jump out of bounds and throw it off of Halliburton, and it came back and hit him. I forgot who else had a bad turnover there late. So, but I think both teams will clean things up. This is going to be a really fun series.
I think it's going to be a fun series, but I'm worried about one thing. And the Knicks did look tired. I mean, you have every single one of your starters is going 40 minutes in the playoffs.
And I think Mitchell Robinson's out tonight.
Damn. I didn't even know that.
I think that's right.
That's a bit, man.
Yeah. Last night it came out, he's out with an ankle injury. He's going to be out no matter how long, 6 to 8 weeks. So no matter how far they get, he's done.
Ooh. That's another reason I'm thinking about jumping on them points about right now.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea.
I mean, the Pacers look like the better team for, what would you say, 37, 38 minutes in that basketball game?
They certainly were competitive, yeah.
And I said it yesterday. I was so grateful that I was on the side of the refs. Because in that third quarter, when it was about to get out of hand and they had pushed that lead up to 9, all of a sudden you had like about 5 crazy calls in a row that went the Knicks' way. So it's better to have whoever the refs have. But tonight, I think I know it's at the Garden. And Brunson was awesome. I mean, Brunson was awesome. Just got a feeling, man. Indiana's about to knot this thing up. Even though they don't play any defense, I think they're going to knot it up. That total being 218.5, though. That's a high one, isn't it?
That's what the OKC Dallas was last night.
Boy, and that under got there, didn't it?
Did it really?
Oh yeah, I think it was 212 was the total, the final.
Oh, did it get down 212? Wow, so even.
Oh, the last I had the under last night. I was dancing. I didn't think I had a chance.
See, I was
but
at top
they
golf
didn't
last
even
night, so I couldn't
score.
Do the math of the scores.
Like the final from 5 minutes, I didn't think I had a chance in hell. In fact, the number on MGM Live, I had under I think 216.5.
Wow.
Shot up to 223.5.
Ooh, yikes.
I'm like, I don't have a chance. The last I saw it, it had dropped to all the way to 212.5 in the final. I mean, it 5 minutes left in the ball game. That jump was at 223. And I'm like, damn, I lost my under. Damn. Should I chase? And then defense, bricks, and more bricks. Especially from Dallas happened. We're going to talk a whole lot about what we saw last night. I want to know what your feeling is. People think I'm crazy when I said this. I was talking to a couple buddies. Boston, I know they're a pretty good basketball team. I'm not going to sit there and say that they're not. But the four teams that are remaining in the West, if they were playing a series, Boston was playing a series with any of the four teams remaining in the West, I would actually have the team in the West favored.
Really?
Even the Dallas freaking Mavericks.
Really?
If Luka's knee gets better, like, and he plays like in game five, I would definitely do that 100%.
He had that scary fall last night.
And I know when he tripped up. That's and he did. And by the way, after that, he had no lift. I'm just saying, going into it, Dallas, by the way, doesn't get enough credit. You know, Luka and Kyrie don't play much defense. And that's not a shocker to anybody. They try, but man, let me tell you something. You know what they do on offense. But don't act like Dallas doesn't have some beast. They got a bunch of centers that they could throw out at you. And let me tell you something. Gafford, this dude is a rim protector. And it's another Arkansas guy. What is it with Arkansas?
The Hogs.
Hogs, man.
Woo pig.
But Daniel Gafford is a shot-blocking machine.
I love Daniel Gafford.
I did not realize until the playoffs how this guy is just a rim protector. Not only do you have Gafford, you have another defensive player in P.J. Washington. Lively will give you some decent minutes. I feel like they throw a lot at you, and they tried their best to upset Oklahoma City last night, and we're going to talk about this soon. But, man, this young team is so damn good. Williams. Shea, Dort, the energy Dort gives you. Chet Holmgren is a freak. I love this team. And then they go out there, they bring in, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm starting to love me some Thunder. Not as much as I love the Timberwolves. We'll talk about basketball so much more, especially later in the show. I got some good wood for y'all. And don't forget, it's time to talk wrestling with Dustin Starr. Do you think Dustin, since he's with the Redbirds, you know?
Birds.
He's got to know about Jackson Holiday, right?
Yeah. If he was at the game last night, he definitely saw him. And last night, you had Jackson Holiday on one side, Matt Carpenter making a rehab start for the Redbirds on the other side. Jackson Holiday's father, teammates with Matt Carpenter's. How about that? A little full circle moment.
How you like them nuggets right there? Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, Dustin Starr's next, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Dude, I'm fired up, man. I've been winning bets like it's going out of style, son. I got baseball, day baseball today. In fact, we got some games, like first pitch happening in 3 minutes. Angels and the Pirates, not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I really am not. I have no idea. I think the Angels are terrible. Pirates should win this one easy, but I don't know. That number is looking a little scary. I like a lot of favorites today, so I can't, you know, all the favorites don't cover, and this is baseball, baby. This is baseball. We got the Blue Jays and the Phillies at 12:05. I'm looking into that one. I love Aaron Nola today. How do you jump off that horse? You don't jump off the horse. You keep riding the Phillies. Phillies, Phillies, Phillies. And one other thing I wanted to say is I talked about Matt Olson's struggles because I just like to bag on him right now. He is 20 for 107 since April 1st with 32 Ks. That is unbelievable. How did he lead the majors in home runs and RBIs last year? This dude's striking out so much is not even funny. He looks lost up there. We talked a lot of baseball in the first segment. We're going to talk a ton of NBA at 12 o'clock. I got some crazy stories for you at 12:30. And, of course, I'm going to give you my bet at the end of the show. But right now, it's time to talk wrestling. Dustin Starr, what's up, homie? Oh, no, I don't have Dustin Starr. By the way, I don't know why. My stack still doesn't work. It says Ron is on right now. Corky's Genesis. Huh. Shoot 360 and Fleet Feet.
We'll have to get that fixed in the next break.
So.
Well, I am here, and it's a great Wednesday. It's a great day outside. This week is awesome. I'm rocking and rolling. What about you guys?
Man, I'm doing well, man. Day baseball, NBA basketball. I heard that there's this thing called AEW, Double or Nothing.
Coming up.
Like, dude, that sounds like me going to the bar. Like, look, ladies, sorry, double or nothing. Or nothing.
Double or nothing. Well, now hold on a second. Pump the brakes for just a second because you want to talk about the bar, baby. We're going to be at Lafayette tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We're setting up the ring and we're having bump and grind wrestling. Now, that's a little bit different. It's the same but different than Memphis wrestling. You know, when you watch us on TV and you're at the Wrestle Center, you know, it's going to be a little cleaner version for the family and
family
for TV.
Friends.
Yeah, but then when bump and grind wrestling happens at Lafayette, it's no hold barred. It's uncensored. There is no telling what might happen, and that's going down tomorrow night. We push the bell time to 8 o'clock. That way you can all get off work. And, you know, Thursday night's a good throwdown Thursday night anyway. I don't know about you, but we might partake in a couple of alcoholic beverages on Thursday nights. So why not come out to Lafayette and watch some dudes beat each other up while doing so?
Dude, and you know how awesome Lafayette's is. I mean, y'all did it this year. The first time was not too long ago, really.
Yeah, when was that? Was that March or something like that? Man, they were hanging from the rafters. That's the cool thing to me about Lafayette's, other than, you know, it's clean and nice. And
the food's
delicious
awesome.
And all that
the
stuff.
Patio, yeah. You look up from the balcony, you look down on the event. I love that.
Yeah, there's this balcony, and it's all the way around like the stage, so you can like literally look down. So you don't even have to be ringside; you can have a bird's eye view up there, which is a lot of fun. So we got some big matches coming up tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So man, come out and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. A little bit different than what we're used to.
It's like Cinemax, and then remember how it used to go to Skinemax because it was after dark.
Well, the wrestling analogy would be, you remember the WWE Attitude Era?
Yep.
Where they would drink beer and smoke cigarettes and, you know, cuss and just a little bit of everything. You know, we might get a little bit tacky tomorrow. I don't know.
I will say, I don't know. It's kind of like the wrestling, you know, when you go down there every Sunday, again, that's like, it is a ton of fun. I can, though, just imagine it just getting a little bit hairier down at Lafayette's after dark. Because, I mean, you know, like when everybody's getting a little bit loose, you get a little bit louder. People get a little more into it. You know, it's got to be an adrenaline rush, too.
Well, the you know, the beer, the alcohol alone, that's not something that we have at the Wrestle Center. You know, we do Sundays, you know, early and afternoon and stuff like that, you know. I have been known to partake in a beverage or two on a Sunday afternoon, but that doesn't mean that everybody wants to. But on a Thursday night, when you get us in there, it's going to be a ton of fun. So it is a whole different atmosphere, but it's still, you know, a whole lot of fun. And you could get those tickets online, MemphisWrestling.tv. You'll see the big banner at the top. There's a guy named Beer City Bruiser that's coming. He's from Milwaukee, and the dude carries around a keg. And he sent in a video saying that not only is he ready to kick some butt, but he's ready to drink all the beer.
So, that's awesome.
Even the rest is not. Now, the cool thing is, you know, like, we'll have the ring set up after lunch, so probably about 1 o'clock, and the restaurant will stay open. So 5 o'clock happy hour, you come in, you'll see a big wrestling ring and go, what the heck is going on here? But we'll have, like, a meet and greet at 7 o'clock, and then, of course, 8 o'clock will be bell time. There's going to be some drink specials and just going to – it's. I don't even know how to really explain it other than you know how much fun it is when you watch a band inside Lafayette.
Yes.
Well, everybody was so shocked when we put a ring in there and like, oh, my gosh, not only does it fit, but this looks pretty cool. So Beer City Bruiser, former WWE superstar James Ellsworth, the stars of Memphis Wrestling, they'll all be there. And there's this one women's division wrestler that's going to be making her debut with us. Her name is Caitlin Alexis, and she is like a hula hoop artist. And I know you've been at the Grindhouse when the Grizzlies have a hula hoop person doing the halftime. And they're just so impressive, like all these hula hoop tricks. Well, Caitlin actually does this on the way to the ring with a glow in the dark hula hoop. And so the lights will be down. It'll be a scene for sure. If you know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. That's Lafayette again. That's tomorrow night, and it's going to be a scene. And everybody wants to be seen. So head on down there and have some fun. The other thing I wanted to ask you: you mentioned Milwaukee and you mentioned Brews. You still do stuff with Ghost River, don't you?
Yeah, Ghost River. We love Ghost River. Actually, you know what? Beer City Bruiser might be swigging on some of that tomorrow.
I believe that. The reason I bring that up is because you said Milwaukee, and it made me think to the greatest thing. I think this is one of the best marketing things ever. Did you know there's a little kids baseball team, and they're the Brewers, and Ghost River is now they're sponsoring them, so they're the Ghost River Brewers?
That is very cool. I love that.
I think that's genius. Big shout out to Bob out there, man.
I love Bob.
Now, it is Eric Hasseltine's son's team, so I'm sure he probably got into that and said, hey, man, we're the Brewers. We could be the Ghost River Brewers.
I'm not shocked at all.
I'm not shocked at all
that that's Hasseltine's son's team.
Yeah, and by the way, he's a little lefty that can hit like a mug. I saw him hitting the other day.
Man, I feel so old. I run into them at the games, and you know, Eric brought him out to the wrestling event that we had in front of Ghost River last year. And, man, just seeing these guys grow up, it's like, oh, my gosh, I feel so old. My 15-year-old now is, like, taller than me. It's a good thing I have tall hair or else he'd be taller than me, you know?
Good God, I haven't seen Reese in so long. He's probably going to be a monster.
Reese is back here. He's trying his best to be quiet.
How old is he now?
He's watching his tablet. He's 3, so I got 3, 15, and, of course.
And one in the oven.
We have one on the way. We've got one in the oven, man. I can't wait. So May the 18th, that's going down. We're going to do pink versus blue at the Wrestle Center, and it's kind of a specialty. You know, most of our live events at the Wrestle Center are going to be on Sunday. This one will be at Saturday at 2 p.m. It's only going to be about an hour event, but the whole gist is inviting everybody out for a big gender reveal party. So it's free. All you have to do is reserve your seat on the website. That's MemphisWrestling.tv. Like I said, it's, you know, absolutely free. Come out. If you think it's a boy, bring some diapers. If you think it's a girl, bring some baby wipes. If you're not sure or just want to come out and holler at us, bring both. It'll be a good time.
I love this. I think this is a genius idea.
Logan Paul just did one, and I was kind of surprised. Like, they had it in his backyard, it looked like, or something. It was really cool. But just imagine, like, the Wrestle Center with, you know, with the setup and the cameras, just like we do our regular television show. Me and Maria are going to be on the call, so this will go on YouTube, probably MemphisWrestlingPlus.com, and, you know, everything else. So if Logan Paul's got a lot of play, like they were telling you how cool it was, man, I think ours is going to be so much cooler just because of the scenery. You know what I mean? Like, this is where we film our TV, and then we're fortunate enough to go in and do our gender reveal party there. And the reason that this all came about, Johnny, is when we were having Reese, everybody was asking about a baby registry. And so Maria, you know, made one to where, like, you could just send it directly to the house, and our whole kitchen was full of boxes.
Damn,
so all the
man,
people that we've
love.
Met over the years, yeah, the fans just showing love, fans, friends, family, the whole nine yards. You know, they kept asking, what do we need to get? So she did it, and I was just shocked. I was floored by the love. Like, literally the whole kitchen area was full of boxes and presents and stuff.
Don't forget.
A big shout out to Memphis. Love you guys.
That is May 18th. Be there. It's at 2 o'clock. It's the gender reveal event at the Wrestle Center. Now, Dustin, I got it. You mentioned Logan Paul. I don't think I've gotten your take. Mike Tyson is going to fight his brother Jake, and you know more about this stuff than I do. Does he really? I mean, I know Mike Tyson's what, 60 years old?
Dude, have you seen him training?
Hell yeah, and he scares me to death.
If he brings a fraction of that to Jake Paul, and I'm not saying Jake's not tough and all that stuff, you know.
This is Mike freaking Tyson, man.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's put him over, give him his flowers and all that stuff. He's making a ton of money, whether win, lose, or draw. He's killing it. But, man, this dude's got to have a screw loose to be getting in the boxing ring with Mike Tyson. I actually think that that's one that I got to buy. Like, I got to see this. I got to see Mike Tyson kill somebody. Now, I will be disappointed if Tyson comes out and, you know, some of these celebrity boxing matches, you know, they kind of take it light on each other.
He was really, he was very gracious to, God, what was it, Roy Jones Jr.?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Like,
I don't
he
think
didn't want to hurt him. It was an exhibition. But this one's actually going on Mike Tyson's record because this has been sanctioned a professional fight.
Well, good.
So that's why I think it's going to be different. This ain't no exhibition.
I want to see the killer Mike Tyson. That's what I want to see. I want to see what I'm seeing him working out, and I've actually heard him talking about it too, saying that right now he's scared, and before he goes into a fighter, I might be getting the terms wrong, but he was talking about his emotions and how he feels, and he feels like nervous and scared and all that stuff, but when he gets in the ring, he's going to be ready to be a killer. And that's the thing, is if you're not nervous and you don't have that feeling, then you probably aren't taking it too seriously. So I think Mike's taking this one seriously because he just does not want to lose to Jake Paul. You know what I mean?
I think one of the interesting things is when it was an amateur fight, so the odds when they came out before it got sanctioned a professional fight, some of the early lines were coming out on some of the other, you know, like the BetOnline AGs and places like that. They had Paul minus 300, like as a 300 minus, you know, $300 to win $100. And I almost fell over. Now, since it's been sanctioned a professional fight, the odds have come down, but they still have Paul favored. He's favored right now minus 180, while Tyson is plus 135 on the comeback.
Bro, do these judges or do the betting, what is it, Vegas, do they know that Mike Tyson allegedly stops smoking marijuana just so he can be in a bad mood for this fight?
Yep.
That's what I've heard, is that Mike has stopped smoking marijuana. So he can just be,
and quit smoking weed just makes you cranky anyway. Like, who wants to quit smoking weed? Nobody.
I knew if anybody could feel that, it was you.
That's painful, man. Like, I just break. That makes me think I got it. And the crazy thing is, though, I just looked it up. So when they fight, Mike Tyson's going to be 58 years old, Jake Paul 27. That's a 31-year difference. Holy hell. How is he doing that at 58 years old?
Dad's worldwide are pulling for Mike Tyson right now.
Hell yeah, they are. I'm all up in that business. I'm excited about it, man. Okay, I had another thing I wanted to ask you before I get off on this whole Mike Tyson stuff. I wanted to ask you, so they had a European event, like wrestling did.
Oh, yeah.
And
France.
Yeah, over in France. Yeah, what was it, Backlash?
Backlash. Oh, my gosh. Did you watch any of it, see any of the clips?
I saw some of the clips, and I have to say, they look like the people in the stands look just as crazy as anything I've ever seen. Like, dude, are they crazy over in Europe for wrestling?
Oh, my goodness. The people were singing the theme songs.
Yeah.
Like, during the – like, there's a Jey Uso. He's got this new thing, yeet. And every time he punches, they would yell, yeet, yeet, yeet. And the – I mean, if you – even if you're not a wrestler, if you're listening to this and you're going, oh, why is Johnny talking wrestling? Go on Twitter and type in Backlash, or just on the internet, type in Backlash, and you'll see the videos. The crowd was so amazing, and also another thing that's amazing is that was the first time that WWE had brought a premium live event to France. Like, the history, we just did 40 WrestleManias, that we just celebrated the 40th WrestleMania. How have they not been there yet?
That's what.
But I can promise you this, they'll definitely be going back.
Yeah, I can promise you they're definitely going to be going back. Totally agree with that one. Now, you also got to tell me, so y'all do more events than anybody. How'd the fundraiser go?
Fundraiser's awesome. West Carroll, big shout out to West Carroll High School. It was amazing. We probably had about 400 or 500 people there, raised thousands of dollars for the West Carroll Touchdown Club, which is the booster for the football team. And we'll be out in Gleason out in August. And then it looks like we're coming to Clarksburg, which they're all very close to each other, these different schools, and they're hearing about us. And, you know, sometimes they attend them or the kids from those schools attend them and say, man, that was really cool. How can we do that? And so we're getting a lot more fundraisers off of that, too. But it was great, man. The kids danced and had fun. We did some wrestling matches. This was a good one that we were able to show up during the day. So at 2 o'clock, just before the kids bled out of school, they were able to enjoy a wrestling match to kind of show them, here's what's coming up tonight. And, of course, that always helps sell some tickets, too. And so that was, I believe, the second year in a row that we've gone out to West Carroll High. And that's in Atwood, Tennessee, so it's just outside Jackson. They watch us on WBBJ out there. And, man, they really showed up for us, so we'll just keep doing it. I think we're back with them again next year.
So is Caitlin Alexis going to be at Lafayette's tomorrow night for Bum and Grind?
Yes, she is.
Hmm.
You looking her up? Is that what you just did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Caitlin Alexis, Nixie XS, Mackenzie Morgan, they're all going to be there. Makari Candy is a new wrestler that we have. She trained through the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center, so there's going to be a big women's tag team match. And this isn't just any women's tag team match, man. These are some very, very polished television women's division wrestlers, which means it's going to be really, really good. And they all bring something different to the table. You know, everybody that's the best at what they do, they have other skill sets. Like, you're going to see that coming up tomorrow, especially with Caitlin, man. She is, when I say she's like a hula hoop artist, like, go on her page. It's actually incredible. And, of course, I mean, she's extremely attractive and athletic and everything else. She's pretty much everything that the WWE would be looking for.
Yep.
And so bringing her into Memphis and giving her, you know, a little bit more of that exposure. And coming soon, pay attention to our website. In the next couple of days, probably tonight, actually, we're going to drop a brand-new seminar. WWE talent scout Gabe Sapolsky is coming back. He was here in March of last year.
Really? He'll be at the Wrestle Center again this year?
He's coming back for a seminar. Now, during our last meeting, I said, hey, raise your hand if you did Gabe's seminar. And everybody raised their hand. I said, raise your hand if you got a WWE booking out of that. And they all raised their hand. So I'm like, guys, this is how it's done. So Gabe's coming back to give some other opportunities to some more wrestlers and also do some follow-up. This is the guy that can tell you exactly what you need to do in order to get signed and make money and make a living out of professional wrestling. And so that's coming up. It's going to be on June the 1st. But everything on the website and all will probably drop tonight. And there's only about 50 spots available. So very,
so
very limited.
Jump on that with the quickness. And if you like what you're hearing, you need to follow Dustin, by the way, at Dustin Star with two R's on Twitter. Always make sure, you know, like, you're paying attention. If you go to his page, you can click from his Twitter page anywhere to get Championship Wrestling Memphis. You can get your tickets. You can find out the events. You can make it to the gender reveal party on May 18th.
Ooh.
Like, it just keeps you – like, you'll know what's going down if you're following Dustin.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a ton of really fun highlights from our show in West Carroll as well. That was a non-televised event, but if you go on our social channels, you'll see a ton of really fun highlights, including Coach Dolan. Coach Dolan got in there and took a chair away from the bad guy and then literally knocked him right out. I said, dang, Coach Dolan, what the heck? The people went crazy. So that's another fun thing about these fundraisers is you get the teachers and students and football teams and stuff like that involved, and, man, they just go crazy.
By the way, the Redbird,
like a dream come true. Like, if I was to say, Johnny, you get the Stone Cold Stunner this guy tonight, you're like, what? Heck yeah.
Dude, that would be cool. That would be cool. You know what? It's tomorrow night. If you want me to, I'll let Alexis DDT me.
I bet you will let her do that.
She might break my neck, but it'll be worth it.
She might.
I need to know about the Redbirds, though, real quick, because Matt Carpenter came back to Memphis and hit his first home run since 2011 yesterday.
I was there, so I was out on the field. Quick little story. The little guy doing the first pitch, him and his brother. His brother is a patient at St. Jude, and they had met Matt Carpenter previously. So his parents take him out on the field, and when he was a surprise to him. When he found out he was throwing the first pitch, he literally started crying, and he was so happy. And I said, oh, no, is he okay? And they're like, yes, he's just so happy and excited that he cried, and he wipes his tears and gives me the biggest fist bump.
Oh.
Matt Carpenter came over, signed up their autographs, dude threw the first pitch, and then Carpenter, a couple minutes later, went out and knocked a bomb out of the park. It was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, my God. What, man, that dude, man, that's going to be a day to go down in, like the memory forever.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. And shout out to Matt Carpenter, too. He did not have to do that. You know, these kids were out on the field for the first pitch, and he took time with them. The parents signed autographs, heard the story about how they met while they were at St. Jude, and then for Matt to do all that, you know, and just to be cool to them.
That's
but then
awesome.
Not only that, go out
and then hit a
home
bomb.
Run. Jeez, you know, of course the kids are never going to forget that.
Golly,
but
that's
baseball all week. Baseball all week at AutoZone Park. I'll be out there at 11 a.m. on Friday doing a couple of new start times. So if you want to come have some lunch and a lunch beer at AutoZone Park, man, come check me out.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out Lafayette. And tell Jackson Holiday we said what up. He's in town. Do you know that?
I did not know that. Man,
there's some star power.
I think this
power.
Weekend at baseball? Yeah, this weekend baseball is going to be off.
Jackson Holiday's in town, Matt Carpenter's in town, and there's good cold beer and dogs down at AutoZone Park, man. Do me a favor, Dustin. Have a wonderful time tomorrow night, and I'm going to have to pull up on Lafayette. Tell Caitlin
I'm coming. Let's go.
Let's
All right,
go.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Later, homie. Later. That is Dustin Starr. We are late for a break, but hey, man, it's all right. We're going to pay some bills now. We'll be back in 2 Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. We got some NBA in action tonight. I'm a little bit fired up. You got some Knicks. You got a little Pacers. But I'm loving me the West. We also got some day baseball going on. Pull out your bank account. Get your little thing. Pull out your phone and get fired up. You can go ahead and take the Phillies and lay the 175, 180, whatever, 190, wherever it is. They're 18-3 in their last 21 games. That's since tax day. They're tearing things up. They won 10-1 yesterday. Aaron Nola's on the bump. Blue Jays can't hit. That's all you need to know. On the other side of this break, though, I'm going to teach you a few things. And I'm also going to tell you things that I think are some narratives out there in the NBA that I just think are very untrue. Everybody's saying that Karl-Anthony Towns.
Cat.
You know, he's a big piece of what's going on in Minnesota. And a lot of people talk about Ant-Man becoming the face of the NBA. But people are saying, "But they can't. You can't be the face of the NBA or the best team in a place like Minnesota. It hadn't been that way since George Mikan." I hear you. But it's also 2024. You don't have to be in L.A. or New York. New York is in the playoffs for the first time since the 90s. In the second round. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Knicks have been terrible. Has basketball been terrible? No. But small market teams right now have schooled some big market teams. You think Oklahoma City's going anywhere? Another young team that's small. Now, they struggled mightily back in the day when they drafted a bunch of studs. I mean, I want you to think about it. That team back in the day had Russell Westbrook, James Harden on the same roster. Shoot, they had three actually Hall of Famers on that damn, and some MVPs with Kevin Durant. I mean, they were loaded, but they had small market problems and realities. And then you had jealousy. And basically, you know, a bunch of dudes wanting to get theirs. That thing fell apart. This team that is 5-0 in the playoffs, Oklahoma City, is the youngest team in the NBA to win a game in the second round. And they don't look like they're going anywhere. I don't think it does matter as much as small markets. I don't think that they're going to have the same problems. I really don't. So it doesn't have to be in L.A. It doesn't have to be in New York. It doesn't have to be in San Francisco. California and New York aren't the only places that play basketball. We're going to talk about some NBA on the other side. And I got some funny, I got some really good wood for y'all today. So don't touch the dial. It's Hump Day, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.